Mitzvah Mem Aleph. Mitzvah Mem Aleph. We have the last mitzvah in Parshas Yisro. I made a mistake. There are 17 that we're doing. 17th in Yisro. That's from next week. We start with the large number that are in Parshas Mishpatim, as we'll see. Okay, last mitzvah in Yisro goes to the last pasuk in Parshas Yisro. Shelo lefsoa al hamizbeach. Not to take large steps going up the mizbeach. Says the chinuch shelo lalos al hamizbeach b'madregos. Not to go up the mizbeach with steps. I'm not allowed to go up the mizbeach with steps, so that I don't make the mizbeach. Therefore, with steps, so that I can take little baby steps when I go up the mizbeach. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, "V'losala b'malos l'mizbechi." Don't go up with ma'alos, with steps on my mizbeach, asher lo sigala ervascha alav, because by doing that, that will reveal your nakedness. If we spread our legs a little too much, so then from below, our nakedness will be seen, and therefore, that is not sneas. So the isser is not to take such steps up the mizbeach. Elak shehu oleh sham, mahalech benachas ubiyira. Go slowly, baby steps, akev, pitzad, godel, heel to big toe, little baby steps, v'chei ne'amar b'mechilta. And so too it says in the Mechilta. The formulation here is not to go up. The act of going up. We'll talk about later, is there an isser about building the Mizbeach with steps? That's not in the formulation of the Pasuk. The Pasuk just says, v'lo sala b'malos. And therefore, memela, building the steps, would be a problem, but not that that is the specific isser. Okay, we'll get back to that, Bezrat Hashem. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Misharshi mitzvah zu, masha kasavnu b'mitzvah kodemisla. This mitzvah, similar to what we said yesterday. L'kvoa b'nafsho seinu yirasa mako mechashivuso. To implant within us, and establish within us, the yira of the Beis HaMikdash. As we're going to have later on, a special mitzvah saseh of Yiras Mikdash, but this is to implant in us the chashivas of this place. The alkein who's harnu shlo linog b'im sham kalos rosh b'shem inyid. Therefore, there cannot be any lightheadedness at all in the Beis HaMikdash, and specifically on the Mizbeach, the Makom, that Kapara is achieved with the Karbanos, with the Zrikas Adam, specifically there is an Isser of Kalos Rosh. V'yakol Yodin, shoha avanim lo yakpidu b'shim b'zayon, and everybody knows, says the Sefer HaChinuch, when I go up with steps, the rocks are going to see my nakedness and say, and be embarrassed. They're going to say, oh, I see the nakedness? No, rocks don't feel their inanimate objects. Shein on roas v'lon shomos. So obviously, what's the message of the mitzvah? To teach us. Elakola inyin lasi siur bilibenu, biyiras hamakom b'chashivuso kvodo agado. Just like we said yesterday, put this on the list of achareya pa'ulos nimshakos alavavos. We are influenced by our actions. If we set up the place where we are going to bring kapara, achieve kapara and bring our karbanos in a certain way, that'll affect me. Kipitocha pa'ula alev nifal kemo shekasafti. Rashi as well says this. This is where the Sefer HaChinuch gets it from. Rashi says it in the end of Parshas Yisro. Says Rashi, "Shalosigal arvascha, shayidei amaylos atasorach laharchib psiosecha." If there are steps, you got to widen your steps. The avavishenu gilu erva mamish. Even though there's no real gili erva, because as we're going to learn later on in Parshas Tesave, the Kohanim wore begadim. Kohen Gadol wore 8. Kohen Hedyot wore 4, and one of those 4 were pants, what we would call boxers. It's like the michnasayim. So that even if you spread your legs a little bit, you're all covered. It doesn't matter. It's still to teach us something. It's the first step. If I wouldn't be wearing these, then it wouldn't be tznius. And then the Rashi quotes as the chinuch does. And it's a kavachomer. If these stones who don't have any mind to be makbid on their embarrassment. Torah, so the Torah still says, don't act in front of them in a disgraceful, embarrassing way. So surely your friend, the fellow person, who is has selam elokim, umakbid abuzono alachas kamavakama. Surely in front of others, we have to make sure to act in a certain way. This is not the only halacha, or the only chazal where we find that we're supposed to learn things from inanimate objects. One of them is earlier in Sefer Shmos. That is by the Makkos. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu was not allowed to perform the first Makkah. The Makkah of Dam, he couldn't hit the water. Why not? So Rashi quotes in Shmos, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yutes, Emorel Aaron. Aaron had to hit the water. Why? Lefisha Hagin, Ha Ya'ar, Moshe, Kishenishlach Latocho. Because the Ya'ar, they protected Moshe when he was in the little raft in the Nile River. And we have to remember, the Nile River wasn't some stom little pond in your backyard. This was a major thoroughfare. The Nile River was boats and travel and business. And this tiny little basket with a little baby in it survived. Miriam watched it from the side. What could Miriam do? Even if it capsized, what would she have done? But the Yor protected Moshe Rabbeinu. Lefichach lo lokal yado, lo bedam, velo betzvardeim. And that's why both by dam and tzvardeya, which also came from the Yam, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't touch it. What? The water needs our akaras hatov. Oh, no, no. The Yor is going to hold it against us? Of course not. But we learn from the inanimate objects. And that's why also in the third makkah, dam tzvardeya kinin, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't hit the dirt. Because, as Rashi quotes later on, that the dirt protected Moshe. He hid the mitzri, which he had killed, in the dirt. And it protected him, even though Dasan and Aviram had, you know, took issue with it, but that is another example where we see learning a chazal, learning Musar from an inanimate object. Where's the most famous one? That is Friday night. Tomorrow night we are going to have Shabbos, and we will all be covering our challahs at the Shabbos table. So why do we cover our challahs? Three reasons given in the Torah in Reish Ayin Aleph. The Torah quotes Tosfos from Arvei Psachim, who says, reason number one is, so that everything comes to the Shabbos table, lechvod Shabbos Kodesh. If something's on the table before I make Kiddush, before I establish this as a Shabbos meal, that it's not nikar, it's not recognizable, that this is just for Shabbos. I declare it Shabbos, but Kaddish HaShabbos, and then I can bring everything in. According to this reason, right, you can't bring anything in. You can't bring in the melon or the fish, anything, before you do this. So it's as if the challahs aren't there. They're covered, so everything is there, L'Kavod Shabbos. It has to be there because of Kiddush B'Makom Suda, but I cover it so that everything is L'Kavod Shabbos. The answer, reason number three is the mun. And reason number two is the most famous reason, so the challah is not embarrassed. Challah is not embarrassed. Why? Because we should make the bracha on the challah first, because that's the earlier in the pasuk. Eretz chita usaora chita. Chita is first, so wheat. So I should make the bracha of hamotzi first, but I have to make kiddush, so the challah is not embarrassed that I'm making the bracha before it, so we cover it up. Famous story, many have heard, the Chafetz Chaim. One time the Chafetz Chaim was going to somebody's house Friday night. The man was preparing for this for months and months. Imagine the Chafetz Chaim. The Gadol HaDor was coming to your house to eat. And he finally comes home, he goes home Friday night, he goes over to the Chafetz Chaim, please come, I can't believe it, the Chafetz Chaim's coming to my house. He walks him home, he opens the door, the table is set beautifully, the candles are lit, gorgeous, everything is unbelievable, and the challahs are on the table, freshly baked, smells great, and they're not covered. And he sees his wife is on the couch, exhausted, she must have fallen asleep. Imagine how much she cooked that day, the Chafetz Chaim is coming. And she didn't finish, she didn't put the cover on the challah. The guy starts screaming at his wife. How can you embarrass me in front of the Chafetz Chaim? Everybody knows the halacha that you have to cover the challahs. What are you doing to me? I can't believe. And she gets up. I'm sorry. She runs. She covers. Ask the Chafetz Chaim. Says, why do you cover the challahs? You ever see a red challah? Challah ever turn red? He says, obviously this guy lost the message. The challah doesn't really get embarrassed. We're supposed to learn from the challahs. But this guy obviously felt that he could embarrass his wife, but he can't embarrass the challahs. Anyway, that's a third context where we see one can learn from an inanimate object. So you have the Rashi at the end of Isra, we have the Rashi at the beginning of Sefer Shmos, about the first three makas, and we have covering the challahs, learning from inanimate objects. Okay, so this is all related, though, to our mitzvah of not taking big steps and not having kalas rosh, going up the Mizbeach. Can't run up. Right? Running up the Mizbeach is not appropriate. There's a Gemara in Maseches Yuma, which one might be familiar with, in the first half of Yuma, where it talks about the Kohanim used to race up, and one time one of them broke their leg, and that's why they started making gorals for it, so how'd they race up? So Minchas Chinuch discusses that in Oz Beis, that somebody asked that question and suggested maybe the only Isser is B'Shas Avoda. Because when else are you going up the B'Shas Avoda? That's when this halacha applies. When you're going at Shalom B'Shas Avoda, earlier, before the Avoda starts, you're going up there to get to the Avoda, maybe that is not included. That's his suggestion. The other suggestion given by the Achronim, which the Sefer Achinuch cannot hold of, is that maybe the ramp has a different status a little bit. Once you have a ramp there, it's okay. But that's a difficult question, but that's dealt with in Oz Beis. Just like we have this halacha in Beis HaMikdash and Mishkan, it's also a similar idea about running in a shul, Beis HaKnesses. We're going to talk about when we get to V'asuli Mikdash, the mitzvah building a Beis HaMikdash. Is there a mitzvah to build a shul? Is that part of the Din D'Oraisa? So there's many parallels between Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaKnesses. So what about running in a shul? Somebody allowed to run in a shul? So let's start from the beginning. Are you allowed to run to a shul? The halacha is you're allowed to run to a shul. It's running to do a mitzvah. And we dafka, the halacha says we should run the last few steps to make it nikar that I'm running to do the mitzvah to the shul. The second we get in the shul, though, it's got to be slow. Mr. Brewer, at the beginning of Siman Mem Vav and Aruch Chaim quotes, we say Matovu starting outside the shul, and then when we say Vani Brov Chastecha Avov Esecha, that's when we walk into the shul with those words. Avov Esecha, we come into Hashem's house, Eshtach Vel Hechal Kachacha B'Yerasecha. So we walk in slowly when we're not supposed to run in a shul. Leaving shul also when we're not supposed to run. So it doesn't look like we're running away from shul. But in the shul as well, this is a similar halacha that we're supposed to have, not having covered and not acting with Kalas Rosh to the in the shul. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, before we get to some of the halachas, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz has a sicha in Maimer Mem Gimel related to this chazal, and he says, what's the message of this mitzvah? The message of the mitzvah is patience. Mitinus. He says, many things in life, many terrible results in life occur because people aren't acting patiently, people aren't acting calmly. Dine psia gasa kishala atzma, imam shun gili erva. So as Rashi said, it's not really gili arayas here, gili erva, when it comes to taking big steps. But the Torah still answered it. Why? Ki kedushas hamakom mechayeves hanhaga miyuchedes. The kedusha of the makom is mechayev, special hanhaga. Hanhaga shel tsnius yaseira, a very high standard. V'kivan shepsiagasa nireis kedomel adomel gili erva. It's not ra'ui for this makom. Al derech zeh nir levayer gam be'inyan metinus. He says we find a story in the Gemara in Brachas Daf Chaf. He takes it as a negative, even though the Gemara seems to use it as a positive. Now, the Gemara tells us that Rav Abba Bar Ava once saw a certain woman who was wearing something that was not tsanua. A beggar chain of tsanua, daf chaf amud aleph. And he thought she was Jewish. Come karamina. So he went in and ripped the beged off of her. It wasn't a beged that if you take it off, she'd be more lessenious. No, it was some type of scarf that most mepharshim say that wasn't such a tsanua scarf. So she ran in and he ripped the scarf off of her. The gloy milsa de kusis, says the Gemara. And it ended up that she was not Jewish and it wasn't in, maybe he shouldn't have done it anyway. But either way, the Gemara says that he had to pay 400 zuz and he says, matun, dalan meo shavya. I should have been more patient. What does Rav Chaim Shmulevitz say? You see that he had mesiras nefesh. He was kanoi for the halacha, but you know what? He acted inappropriately. Says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. Ki an haga zu hi an haga shel behilus. Hefech an haga samatinus. Umidas ha behilus hafsada meruba. Shai Ruvein hafsida. This week's parsha. What does Yaakov say to Ruvein? Pachas kamayim. You're acting too quickly. You want to do something? It's got to be menachat. It's got to be b'shalva. It's got to be quietly. It's got to be done. Bimetinus. That's what the Chaim Shmulevitz says is the message that we learn from this. So everything with patience, even a teacher having patience. Of course, the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Nun Daled, Rebbe Preda, we discussed in the past. Rebbe Preda taught the same student, the same material, 400 times. He didn't lose patience. He had metinus. He was calm, and that's the message of this Aveira, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. Okay, continuing into the halachas, dine hamitzvah, keitzat osin hakevesh kedeshalo yavo lavra lavalavze. How does one make the ramp in order not to violate this avera? Vitzurasa v'cholanyano mivuarim beperek shlishi b'midas. How do you make the ramp? So we alluded to this already yesterday, but it is a fascinating lumdish discussion. What is the status of the ramp of the kevesh? We know there are certain kelim in the Beis Hamikdash. There's the Mizbeach Hazav, there's the Menorah, there's the Shulchan, there's the Mizbeach Achitzon. But then we have the ramp. Is the ramp considered the Mizbeach or not? It's the connector between the Ritzpas HaAzara and the Mizbeach. Right, a mushal, just a mushal rachok. You know, a parent sent the child up to their room. You know, you have to go upstairs. So they're on the steps. So go up to your room. I'm upstairs. I'm not downstairs. Okay, but you're not upstairs either. So what if you're on the ramp? What if you do certain avodos on the ramp? Does that work? The Mishnah says in Mesachas Zvachim, Adav Chavav, that if you put the dam in the wrong spot on the Mizbeach, as long as it's on the Mizbeach, b'di'eved, it might be okay. What's the wrong spot on the Mizbeach? So, some of his blood is supposed to be above the top half, the bottom half. Which side? And the Mishnah says, if you put it on the ramp, it's also called on the Mizbeach. The ramp is also a makom of Zrikas Hadam, even though it's not the actual Mizbeach. Or another halacha, the Gemara later on in Zvachim, the Mishnah, Daf Pei Vav, the Mishnah says that there's a halacha called, The whole ninth parak of Zvachim discusses it. If something goes up on the Mizbeach, even if it's something pasul, it gains Kedusha and never comes down. You have to burn it on there. Says the Mishnah, Kishem She HaMizbeach Mekadesh Es HaRoilo Kach HaKevesh Mekadesh. Just like Mizbeach is Mekadesh, so too if it only goes up on the ramp. It's already called up. And then the very next line of the Mishnah, Kishem She HaMizbeach VaHaKevesh Mekadesh Es HaRoilo Hen Kach HaKelim Mekadeshin. So the kevesh is somewhere in the middle. The ramp is not the floor of the Azara, but it's also not fully the Mizbeach. The Rambam that we read yesterday, I didn't focus on it, but I'll read it again. The Rambam says there are seven special kalim that are built. There's a lot of stuff going on in the Mizbeach, but the Rambam is the organizer par excellence, and here in Hilchos Beis HaBechiri, he says seven kalim. What are those seven kalim, as we said yesterday? You have the Mizbeach, you have the Kiyor, you have the three inside the Heichal, the Shulchan, the Menorah, and the Mizbeach HaZahav. And what are the other two? The base of the Kiyar is considered a separate Kli, and the Kevesh is considered a separate Kli. That's considered one of the seven special Kalim. So in the list, the Kevesh is separate than Mizbeach. So yes, it's a Kli, it makes it special, but it's considered separate. But this is a lumdish discussion related to the ramp. But this is the mitzvah that implicitly tells us that we need a ramp there. That we need a ramp there, and not specifically going up steps. And this Rashi says, Beferish. Rashi, two places, both at Desave and our Pasuk. Rashi says, Velo Sala Bamalos. Rashi turns this around. The Pasuk tells us in Avera, Rashi makes it into a mitzvah. Kisha ata bone kevesh la mizbeach, lo ta'aseyu ma'alos malos. When you build the kevesh, don't make it milos milos. Ela chalak yeh meshupa. You gotta make it smooth. You gotta make it into a ramp. And Rashi also says this in Parshas Truma, in Parachav Zayin, Pasuk Hey, in the very long Rashi, V'kevesh shayu olin bo, afal pishlo pirshu binyan zeh, even though it doesn't say explicitly in the Torah to build a ramp, kfar shamanu, b'parshas mizbeach adama tasali, v'lo sala b'malos, lo tasalo malos b'kevesh shalo, ela kevesh chalak, l'manu shahaya lo kevesh. Rashi says there's an implicit mitzvah aseh to build a kevesh here. Just finish up and then we'll talk about it a little more. But no heges bizman abayis bizcharim abidikavis. This mis applies to men and women. Anybody who goes up too quickly violates this isser. The overalea upasa psia gasal mizbeach hachinigler vaso. If anybody goes up and takes a large step going up the mizbeach, bemezid loke, one gets malchus for that. The Radvaz points out exactly what we said before, but I'll read it to you from the Radvaz. The Radvaz here in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Zayin, where this halacha is quoted in the Rambam, Ein osin madregos la mizbeach, vel shenemar velo sal bemalos al mizbechi. One cannot build steps el abonin kamotel, like a mountain, bidroma shal mizbeach, mizbeach v'yorei, what we call a ramp. Says the Radvaz, if the Rambam, amaylo mana harav zal lav zeh, I'm sorry, the fact that the Torah doesn't say don't build steps, that is just behind the Aveira. Mashba Shahaose Pater, if you build steps on the Mizbeach, that's not the Issa Daraisa. It's only the Ole, the one who is going up. Meaning if there are steps on the Mizbeach and you're about to go up, that's when you give the Hasra. Or you see a Kohen about to run up even a ramp, and he's about to take big steps, so that is the case of Isser. One final point related, and that is a point in the Briska Rav. The Briska Rav in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, the Griz, says, he quotes this Rashi, the Rashi that I just read, that we learn from the Isser of building steps to the Mizbeach, we learn that there's a mitzvah to build a ramp. I'm not exactly sure how Rashi does this. How do you have an asay? He says, don't go up, but how does that translate into a mitzvah asay? What happens, you know, one of those stairs that you bring next to an airplane? And then they could come down the old-fashioned way, like in Ben Gurion. Now they have the tunnels. But if you make an aliyah, I was zocha to go down the steps. So if you go down the steps, so imagine you bring one of those close to the Mizbeach. One of those steps not in the place where the ramp is supposed to be. If you go up those steps, you get the Avera? How does this Avera, don't go up the steps, don't go up with steps, teach us that you have to build a ramp? What do you mean? So if you build a ramp, all the problems are solved? What if you build steps on the north side of the Mizbeach? The ramp is on the south side of the Mizbeach. Are you not going to get the Aveira? Says the Briska Rav, correct. You're not going to get the Aveira. Because you know what Rashi, how Chazal and Rashi must understand the Isser? The Isser is, you're allowed to run in the Beis HaMikdash. There's no Isser of walking quickly. Zrizim HaKdim, call him Zrizim Haim. To walk quickly in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Asara, you just can't walk quickly up the ramp and on the Mizbeach. This is a special din, says the Briska Rav, special standard. The Beis HaMikdash has one standard, but the Mizbeach is an even higher standard. You can't, Velosala B'malos, how Chazal understood this, B'makam HaMizbeach. And the Kevesh has the status of the Mizbeach. And therefore, once they see Velosal B'malos Al Mizbechi, Mizbechi means my Mizbeach. That means the Mizbeach on top and also what goes up to the Mizbeach, because the Kevesh also has the status of Mizbeach. But in a Chinami, if I would bring the stairs to the east side that does not have Klushas Mizbeach, that would not be the Isser Daraisa. The Kush to the Milsa, the Miyam and Malos Bisarachash and Mizbeach V'yale, Lo Kavra Bahachlav, Omishim Denira, Deigar Achlav De Losala B'malos, Bikdushas HaMakom Tali, Al Mizbechi, Tani Raka Makom Shetoras Mizbeach Alav, Al Zeh HaMakom Asa. So it's only going up and not specifically going up anywhere, specifically b'makom ha-mizbeach. Again, this assumes that the Kevesh has Klushas Mizbeach, as we just alluded to. Okay, so we learned a little bit from inanimate objects about the Beis HaMikdash itself, but also about our lives. Bring it in, and Be'ezrat Hashem, next week we start Parshas Mishpatim, many, many mitzvahs, Ben Adam Mamakom, Ben Adam Machavero, coming up next week. Everybody should have a good Shabbos.